When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you can join us here, listen to a lot of K-pop news. More particularly, of course, every episode has...
Always BTS.
BTS, of course, because Haley's here, right? And we will sprinkle in a little bit of Genshin Impact here and there. And sometimes you will get some sprinkle of anime, and sometimes we are sold out of that. So you might not get it, like... For instance, maybe today you might get lucky.
No extra anime toppings.
If we have the delivery man comes in time.
Oh my gosh.
But let's go straight into K-pop, right? That's kind of more of our forte here. And I kind of want to bring up Twice again. We talked about Twice last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we brought up Twice, we were talking about how they added two more dates, correct?
Yeah.
I think we got one of the dates confused. One of them, we got correct.
Yeah, LA. Mm-hmm.
The second one, which was totally wrong. You said SF like a second time.
Yeah.
But actually, it's the second one is going to be New York.
New York.
So LA, we have February 25, I believe. Is the added date, and then they added another one for whenever the New York one is. And I think that's probably at the tail end of the New York one, because the LA one is the day before the original date, and I think the New York one is after.
Yeah, so the Twice one for LA would be the 15th, and then because the original date is the
16th. Why did I say
25th? I don't know, but yeah. It's February 16th, and the date that they added was February 15th.
Maybe the New York date.
Yeah, there you
is
go.
Is something in the 20th. As I rapidly try to scroll through my iPhone.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway, because like all the dates are sold out again, right? Aren't
February 27th. Yeah, either way, it doesn't matter. If you want to buy it, any of these dates, including the second days, they're all sold out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to buy from resellers.
Quote unquote sold out.
Quote unquote sold out again. You buy it from resellers, including Ticketmaster, because Ticketmaster does that bullshit.
You know, what
is that platinum bullshit?
Platinum
stuff.
Official tickets, but I hate that shit.
Now, Ticketmaster is getting their own special tickets and then reselling it for even more than resellers for some reason.
Yeah, it's dumb because they hold a lot of the tickets and then they like up the price. The price goes up and down depending on like the demand for the ticket.
It's
which
so
I've
dumb.
Never
I've
seen that before.
Me, I've never seen it till I started looking at all these K-pop concerts recently. Like started with BTS.
BTS had that? No, they didn't have the official.
Was...
No.
Oh no,
didn't.
Wasn't?
No, it was only resale.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen it on Twice.
I thought I saw platinum on BTS.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. But either way, I haven't started seeing it till like K-pop era.
This is so dumb. It's dumb. And because like a lot of the floor, again, like especially like the front row is all resale.
It's kind of like heartbreaking and really annoying.
Honestly, I feel like, well, we probably all know this, that Ticketmaster is the one that's behind it all.
Yeah.
I feel like they have, like, people working to do that.
I'm sure they have, like, especially since they're the ones that hold all the tickets, I'm sure they have their own deals, but, like, behind the door, back door deals and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's really, it kind of sucks. But if you want to check it out, like, prices are slowly going down.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep an eye out for where, what area you want to see or watch them in. Kind of get the seating idea by going on, like, the map. Like, I've been looking at the forum since that's L.A.,
and because, like, Twice, their tickets shouldn't be as expensive as, like, freaking BTS.
Oh, my bad, BTS.
Are you kidding me? People bought that shit. I remember I told you the one that someone bought it, two tickets for BTS for 10 grand.
That's insane.
And they were from Japan.
I should have sold ours for 10 grand.
Hell no.
Oh, hell yes.
Those are priceless.
And also, like, along with that, there was some more news for the tour. So, you know, for Twice, they were going to have originally 3 dates in Seoul.
Yeah.
They canceled the one that was the day before Christmas because it was going to be 24, 25, 26. Like, all back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Which just kind of sounds insane.
That is crazy.
Like, what they did was they canceled the 24th, so it was only 25 and 26.
So what happened to the people that bought the tickets?
They just got a refund.
That's all. Sucks.
And also, they're offering more refunds. You know why? Because Jonghyun is not going to be joining them for the Seoul tour. So I guess for any, Jonghyun stans or people who will be upset because it's not the full group, they can also get a refund. And they would never do that here in America.
I mean, like, honestly, like, even if one member is missing and I still had tickets, I'd still go.
Monsta X, we're going to watch them. Two people are technically missing.
Well, yeah. Like, the leader is missing. The leader
and then the guy that got
left, booted out.
Booted out for marijuana, apparently, right?
Which is so dumb, yeah.
They're so strict with that. It's insane.
Yeah, they treat marijuana basically like it's freaking ecstasy
like
or something.
Like a murder.
Yeah,
it's like you got.
Exactly.
It's like you
like
murdered
you killed
somebody.
Someone. It's not, though.
If anything, it feels like they're more lenient towards, like, crazier stuff. Like,
I feel like
sexual
stuff.
Like, let's not get into this, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jonghyun will hopefully. I think they want her to relax and rest. I guess a lot of people. I mean, not a lot of people. I mean, I thought I heard that she was, you know, dealing with some mental issues. But I think apparently there also was a physical thing. Like, maybe she had surgery or something. So she was, you know, we all know about the weight gain. And she looks nice again. At least she's, like, with the group again and doing all these different promotional stuff. And even in some of the videos, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, it's I think it was, like, something from the medication.
Right. Like for antidepressants?
Side effect kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not even antidepressant.
Oh,
I think something
not?
Else. Steroids.
Oh, for steroids.
As
Haley
and I are both nurses. So Haley, steroids are, like, sometimes can cause, like, swelling
gain.
And edema because of the weight gain and, like, water retention stuff.
Yeah.
So that's also, I guess, kind of adds on to it. Plus, if she had surgery, you're not going to be doing a lot, especially because I heard that it might have been, like, spine related. You won't be doing a lot of, like, activities off the bat. So.
No.
You won't be able to do physical stuff.
Spinal,
like,
especially
you
need
that.
Like a long time to
recover
heal.
From that.
Yeah.
The fact that she's already dancing with everyone is crazy
in
a good way. And at the same time, I'm just hoping that she's okay. But I think they want to rest her up so she could actually do the quote unquote world / what we call
US
just the U.S. tour, right?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping she's going to be okay.
I didn't
then.
Know that they canceled the 24th for Seoul. That sucks.
Yeah, it just all of a sudden JYP just dropped the bomb.
Can you friggin' that's why now I understand because people on Twitter, like the ones that are going to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
tour dates,
yeah,
they're like every time Twitter or like the Twice Twitter posts, they have like a mini heart attack because they think they're
like
going to cancel.
Get notification.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't know that they canceled Seoul's. Other
yeah that's what happened so
man,
it makes sense
I'd
then
be pissed.
I'd have a mini heart attack every time I get a notification too but one of the notifications was obviously when they added it so it was the opposite of a heart
right.
attack
yeah
but at the same time we still couldn't get tickets because it was insane because it's all resale tickets again
yeah like I think within like 10 minutes everything
was
gone.
It was so annoying like everything was just disappearing and then I don't even want to talk about it that was so annoying. But also, there's some other good news. Twice has been doing so well. Like, Formula of Love, that album has been doing super, super well. I believe for album sales and everything, it's like number one, the longest streak in 2021.
Oh, nice.
So they're doing really well. I think it's like 4 or 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And they also tied another K-pop female group. Like, there was only one other one, but now they're tied. So they could possibly beat them for... the most Billboard appearances, like, in a row. Can you guess who the other K-pop female group would probably
Black
be.
Blackpink?
Of course. and that was obviously for the only album they had. The album.
The only album they've ever
which
had.
Which is almost the size of a mini album if you compare it to a lot of other groups, right?
Yeah.
So Twice has been doing super well, even globally. So that's super awesome to hear about.
Yeah, because JYP, he pushes them.
Well, yeah, he's going to give them 3 days in a row to perform. Jesus Christ. Slow down your roles there, bro. And I think we just brought up Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
This is my perfect transition into Blackpink.
Okay.
So Blackpink-wise, they also just released kind of like their own membership thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they had an early membership thing, which I did not realize that I was going to end up buying. But lo and behold, 10 minutes later, I bought it, right?
It's not that bad. It's like $20 for a year.
It's almost like the army membership, right? Is that
yeah,
for,
it's
for 22. BTS? So, perks. I think it comes with, you know, like, insider, like, you could, for Weverse. Because you purchase it from the Weverse shop, and then you have your account that's connected on Weverse.
Mm-hmm.
Gets, like, that special, like, tab that opens up where you could actually look at special posts for people who are members.
All right, the same as
so
BTS.
The first one, well, there was like a, I looked on it when I first got it. I don't know, I haven't looked at it recently, but Jenny had like a post there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty nice. She was just saying thank you for your support and saying hi to
but
everybody.
But you know what's funny anyway? Because they say it's like for members only.
Yeah,
people
will repost it.
Yeah, because like you see it everywhere.
It's like, oh, so much for that. But one of the big benefit perks is it's said that they'll probably tell members of pre-sales or membership only like pre-sale possibilities.
Yeah.
So this is the first time they've had this membership, and I'm hoping. Well, if you bought the early bird, which I did, it also comes with photo cards or something.
Does it?
Yeah.
I was gonna say photo cards.
So I had it. Yes. That gets included for some reason. When I bought it, it's now getting shipped to my parents' house.
Did you use it? Oh.
Because I use PayPal, but my PayPal is our address. So I'm still confused.
No,
as to
you
why.
Know why? Because remember you shipped the other McDonald's thing from BTS to your parents, so maybe it didn't change.
I don't know.
It was from Weverse.
I double
well.
Checked it too, though. I don't know.
Oh,
either way, as long as it's going to someone's house that we know.
Yeah.
So it's going to my parents' house. I don't know. It's going to be till like March or April or something.
Yeah, it takes forever.
And for the. Oh, and also they, this hopefully gives us hope because it's saying that they will give us information first in terms of possible, pre-sale, like for events, quote unquote events,
yeah.
Right? So hopefully, maybe this means that they're going to possibly make another comeback or even have a tour.
I'm thinking a tour.
I'm
because,
really
like,
hoping a tour.
Why would they open up a membership to give you those kind of like pre-sale kind of,
they're
you
just,
know,
just
tickets?
To troll us. Just the
no.
it's like teasing us with a little like on a fishing pole.
No, because you know the reason why I bought an army membership was to get the pre-sale for the tickets too.
Which it ended up helping because it worked for the most part, kind of. Well,
the first
batch.
Yeah,
like, you
yeah,
can't
yeah.
compare it to the second weird
oh, right,
weirdness
right.
that happened.
Yeah.
That was for originally MOTS. But so I think a lot of army, a lot of Blinks are super super hopeful. I'm super hopeful.
I think so.
It's funny that we were talking about this because another, like, one of my elementary school friends from years ago, we ended up running into him and we met his girlfriend. And it was at, one of our friends was performing at this, like, brewery.
Oh, yeah.
And then for some reason, they were into, like, I literally haven't seen them in so long.
Yeah.
Like, since elementary school, maybe high school.
It's a long time ago.
And all of a sudden, we were just talking for hours on hours on hours about Blackpink, BTS,
yeah,
like all
K-pop.
This stuff. And his girlfriend is really into it. So Haley actually found her Bias and Bias Record twin.
Yes, she likes V-min as well. And
right.
I was going to say, because I remember you telling me that you didn't know anyone that had Jin and V.
Yeah. No.
I do know someone. Meg's auntie.
Oh, I share my Bias and Bias Record with someone's aunt. That's actually awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, because when she posted it on her stories, I was like, oh, that's right. Her record is
Jin
V.
Jin and V, baby.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, so you have a V-min. Or
yeah.
Jin, I mean, V-min sounds like V is going to be your bias.
No,
that's
still V-min.
Jin Hyung.
No.
Jin Hyung.
It's V-min, no matter what.
Okay. So yeah, so she found that. You guys, we were all talking. It was nice to like really converse with a lot of people who are really into K-pop because like, My God. Even one of their other friends that was with them that I kind of knew about.
Yeah.
Or James.
Yeah.
He started like talking about Twice with us and then like the whole night.
Yeah.
Like they had to kick us out of the brewery because we were just talking so much.
Yeah,
and
I think everyone, it was like midnight.
Everyone
already.
Left and we're still like talking about BTS and Blackpink and Twice.
K-pop.
Talking about how we like, all, like they, Lloyd didn't go, but like Jackie, she went like 3 days of the four for BTS.
Right.
But we never knew her yet. So.
No.
Like, I've only just seen her on Instagram
But that's the thing, though. We, like, a lot of our friends or people we know, we don't know that they're into K-pop until they post something. And it's like, they weren't into it before. It was, like, all pandemic.
Then it gets the ball rolling. Yeah. Yeah. Like even Elise, for example.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So it's kind of funny because it's also amazing. It's, like, literally K-pop is, like, sparking all these, like, really, like, new and also, like, old
friendships
and,
right.
and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, because it's, like, you reconnected with...
Because
It's not even
so cool.
just us too. I've heard it from other friends too. Like one of my other friend, Meg, she was like, I reconnected with someone that I went to school with just because she got into BTS as well. And now they're like best friends again.
But it's so funny because mine is like with a dude. Because I usually hear like girls and like, you know, connecting with girls, but like literally.
But then Elise too.
Yeah, but she's a girl.
Oh,
she's
right,
a female. So like me, it's when I started talking about it with Lloyd, it was pretty funny. Because we started talking about Blackpink, and then he's a big Lisa,
yes.
Lisa boy right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Jennie boy, so.
So he has the same. He has the same bias as me.
Yeah, has Haley. So they're both in the Lisa fan club.
Yeah, he even knew the dance.
Oh my God. Yeah, so it was really cool. Like it's cool how like K-pop and is just literally bringing people together. Like one of them is a stranger. Technically, Jackie's a stranger. Jacqueline, like we just met her, Lloyd's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We never talked to her before, but for some reason, because of the magic of K-pop, and like we were able to talk to her for like hours and hours.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we talked to anyone else anymore after that. Like, even they were all talking with other people. Then after they started talking with us, it's like we just stayed in our little like circle.
Group, yeah.
Like talking. Like, even
K-pop only.
The performance was done. They were packing up like all the instruments, and it's like we're still talking and talking and talking.
Right.
But yeah, that was super cool. That was a really cool experience to actually see it happen and then like look back on it. It's
mm-hmm.
like, damn, like just because of Blackpink and BTS and Twice, this is like happening. Of course, we're all IG friends now, right? Everyone's
yes,
following
of course.
Each other and commenting stories. But yeah, it's been super cool, especially like meeting like, especially Jackie, it seems like she's like Elise, like kind of a newer army,
yeah,
but she knows her stuff already. It's
right,
like
they fell down that
everyone
rabbit
down
that, hole,
down that deep rabbit hole.
I feel like with BTS, you can't not fall down that hole.
Yeah, you're gonna end up already watching Soup. You're gonna end up watching all the music videos. You're gonna start.
I mean,
watching
look at even your other coworker Priz. Like she fell down that hole.
Yeah,
too.
It's insane. Like you'll really start to get to know the members, and you really like BTS becomes a part of your family.
Exactly.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Extended family.
And talking about BTS, here's our transition to BTS, right?
Okay.
See, I'm two of two. What do you think? Let's talk about all these IG posts.
Oh, yes.
Because, of course, we talked about how when they got their IGs, like, all that madness that ensued. There's still more madness by Taehyung himself again.
I feel like...
it's always... Actually, more of the news is usually about him for some reason. V's always, like... Something happens on IG.
Respect to him, though, because he posts and, like, he's very active on Instagram. So I'm glad because, like, I feel closer to them when they post stuff.
Yeah, especially when they post thirst traps. Because V is posting thirst trap IG stories for, like, everyone, the whole world to
27
see.
27 million followers to see.
And then it's, like, on the news and all this, like, crazy stuff. There's articles.
It's,
yeah, so he's thirst trapping everyone. Because please explain, Haley, what did you see?
So when I woke up, I saw like that V had posted a story, and then so I went to it, and it's basically him topless, and then he's like making these like cute, funny facial expressions
with his in progress facial hair.
Oh yeah, he's like little dirty stash
that
he's
so
growing.
Proud of.
Yeah, so proud that he had to tell Namjoon because he actually like commented.
Right.
On Namjoon.
I was going to say, these thirst traps, we were talking about this. I feel like because he always talks or like messages RM.
Yeah.
These thirst traps, I think, are meant for RM. It's like he's targeting RM, like putting him in these like weird situations, like, ooh, check, can you look at this, check this out. Yeah,
the reason why is because he actually like messaged Namjoon on, I think it was Weverse, and he's like, Hyung, can you check out my story? He's like, I grew my facial hair, can you like look at it? And then, like, you know, like, a couple minutes after, the story was fucking gone. I feel like Namjoon told him, like, take that down.
He's like, hey, wait, wait a second. Let's keep this PG-13 at least.
Yeah, and then also, like, I think he was, in the next story, he was making, like, ramen on the stove. And then, like, on Weverse, too, because, like, he goes back and forth between IG and Weverse. And the army
he's making instant ramen.
Yeah.
And... at this, you didn't.
Oh, it was at 3 a.m.
This is at 3 in the morning. This man is taking topless selfies and making ramen.
And then Army on Weverse asked him, "Are you drunk?" And then he replied, "No, I'm tipsy."
Of course, there's no way you're up at 3 a.m. like having the munchies, trying to make ramen, instant ramen, if you're not somewhat
right a little buzzed.
Like,
yeah,
a little alcohol in your system,
right? Yeah, so that was his reasoning. And then, like, soon after that, he took the story down. But of course, lo and behold, if he posts anything, it's on the internet everywhere.
If you are a BTS member and you post something on the world wide web,
even for 1 second,
even on, you know, for Instagram, Facebook, doesn't matter where you post it, for 1 second, it's gonna spread through the world like a virus.
Yeah,
because it's been saved. It's been sent and reposted and everything.
Even like the news, like all those, all K-pop and everything, were reposting it already too. But I knew I had a feeling. I knew he was going to delete it. So I screen recorded it.
Oh, of course you did.
I was like, I know he's going to take it down. And he did.
Oh, but there's some more good news for IG.
Mm-hmm.
Jimin.
Oh, yeah.
Haley is so happy.
It's been like a freaking month since he's posted or something.
This man has finally posted something.
Yeah. He posted... a picture of him, and then fans tracked it down, of course. He's on Jeju.
It's insane how they tracked it. Like, seeing all these things come together.
It's yeah. Like, it's like
one of those movies.
Yeah, because, like, he posted a picture, and he's sitting on, like, a railing. And then there's, like, the ocean and then rocks. And then people tracked it down at the exact location where he was sitting.
How did...
And they're like, insane. He's in Jeju. But this is why he doesn't post, probably.
Yeah, now I totally understand
right.
It. How they figured out... They probably they know where he is.
Yeah.
They figured out the hotel. I'm pretty sure they know what floor and like which room it is already too. It's insane.
Yeah, so that's the reason why like BTS members just post like when they're already back from
vacation.
These
are all for their safety. Late posts. Yeah. For sure.
So he posted that, and then after that he posted one of like the sunset. And then I guess because Hobi had commented on Jimin's post and was like, oh, like, you should post that picture that you sent to us, like, the BTS members. And then Jimin replied back saying, like, oh, like, I will. I'm just posting or uploading it slowly. So I'm looking forward to more posts from him.
We will get some soon. It's been confirmed. I feel like Jimin is good with his word.
Good with his word, yeah.
Especially, like, all his Weverse videos and V-Lives.
Yeah, he sticks to his word.
Yeah, because the V-Lives, he's like, oh, I'm gonna probably do one soon.
In two and then, weeks, boom, yeah.
You see it in 2 weeks, yeah. Like the notification. You just make sure those notifications are on. Yeah.
So that's probably why he hasn't been posted, because, like, he was on Jeju and he didn't want people to find out.
He's just kind of keeping it on the low. Kinda, yeah. You know?
Well, with good reason.
Yeah, he has to post that after he leaves the island.
As soon as he posted it, and maybe, like, a couple minutes after he posted it, it was all over Twitter, like, this is Jeju Island. I'm like, oh, shit.
Of course. But, yeah, so, I mean, and then Jin's been posting food. My man.
Yes. Like,
pictures of food and pictures of the chef.
Actually, all of the BTS members, except for Jimin, are very active.
Which is great.
Especially, like, Namjoon as well.
Oh, yeah, RM's been, yeah. He's good. He's
so good.
His posts are really good.
And also, it's like he's done this J-Hope.
Before. Yeah,
and
J-Hope.
People were trying.
Aesthetics and everything.
The thing is, the people, like, were testing it because, you know, did you notice that whenever Namjoon posts, Hobi will post, like, a couple minutes after. And I feel like it's because they talk to each other, like, oh, I'm going to post this. And then Hobi's like, oh, okay, I should post something too.
Either that, and they probably double-check each other. Not like V, because V is just like...
V's like YOLO. He's like he just fucking posts anything.
It's like, at least they have, like, them to check each other first. Because obviously they already saw what happened in the first, like, 24 hours of V having an Instagram.
But even the one member that I thought wouldn't post that much, Yoongi, he actually posts quite a lot.
Yeah, which is good.
Which is good, yeah. Gramps.
Yeah, so it's been super active and super entertaining, yeah. Nonetheless, like, for sure. And I think, you know who else has been posting stuff? Not BTS. We're going to kind of go a little bit more old school. Top, T.O.P.
Oh.
Big Bang.
He always posts the most random stuff. It's like so memes funny. Or like videos that are like freaking funny.
With his face in like a lot of them. Like, yeah. And like random stuff like with this artist, I guess he's close with or something. It's so funny.
Top
though.
Is very like into art as well. That's why.
Well,
eccentric art.
And then speaking about Top, here's my segue. How smooth was this? Because since we're talking about Top, which came from the BTS, right?
Yes.
So, G-Dragon. Obviously, you're quite familiar with this G-Dragon person,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, my first love. K-pop love.
And I saw some random news, like, out of nowhere. I didn't know he had, like, his own, like, clothing apparel line.
Yes, you did.
Well, when I read the article.
I thought I told you about
it before. Literally didn't realize. No, I just thought he's doing Nike collabs
and
stuff.
Remember, he even had it in his song, Peace Minus One.
I didn't know that. It's a reference to the name of his brand, which is called Peace Minus One.
Yeah.
There you go. That's his brand. Because it was a random article saying that he, like, I guess, made a new design.
Yeah.
It was
for the T.O.P.
for Top.
Yeah. I just quickly like looked over the article when he sent it to me, and it's a bomber jacket, and I guess it was for one of T.O.P.'s songs, and then it had the No Signal kind of logo on the back and Peace Minus One.
Oh man, that's pretty cool. You know what that reminds me too? G-Dragon was also I think he was congratulating in there when Taeyang had his baby.
Mm-hmm.
Taeyang had his baby,
yeah.
Like I think like a week or two ago, maybe even less. Like
a
week ago.
Yeah, I think
it was
sometime this month. Yeah.
And there was a picture that I think that was taken of him and being congratulated. Like it was on. I don't know. I forgot where he posted it. It was Taeyang himself.
I think it was IG.
It was at IG.
Yeah.
I think G Dragon took it.
Yeah, yeah. He's like congratulating. He's like a picture by G Dragon or something like that, right?
Yes.
And then it was all Taeyang.
It is just him just being happy. Yeah. Like, it was a really random photo.
It's nice though because like they're all still, you know, keeping in contact and friends. Besides Seungri.
Yes. At least they can't say it publicly if they are keeping in touch. Right?
I know. Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe they are.
So, so that's been really cool. I mean, now that we're talking about all this old school stuff like Big Bang, also, let's talk about SHINee. Because one of the members, SHINee. Minho, shout out to Melissa, our friend Melissa,
is a simp
for Minho. He actually had his own like solo, like I think he's had solo stuff before, but he has a new release that was pretty good called
Heartbreak.
Heartbreak, yes.
Yeah.
So the video just came out maybe what, like
3 days ago, I think?
Even less, I think. Yeah, something like that. So it's been pretty good. If you like SHINee, I feel like I told Haley one time that if I ever got into K-pop around the same time she did, like if we knew each other back then, I think my bias group, because your stan group was
Big Bang. Mm-hmm.
I think mine would have been SHINee. I love their music so much. Like, it's so good.
Well, SHINee was like, for me, it was second. And then
they were so good. Their dancing is, because let's be honest, Big Bang can't really dance except for Taeyang.
Yeah,
But SHINee's level of dancing is, I feel like it's like the pre-BTS almost kind of thing.
Right,
like,
they're very, very clean.
They kind of shape the clean, like, oh man. Because we bought this new sound bar system for our TV with like a subwoofer and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
So
we've been listening to all these like older songs and that, like, I think we've been listening to Everybody, right?
Oh, yeah, by SHINee.
Everybody. The dance is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, when, was it, who was doing the weird, like, they made themselves,
it
like, it's like a transformer.
Oh,
like, the choreography.
Right. Oh, the one that did the propeller?
And then the propeller was done by Anyu, right?
Yeah.
It's so cool. They look like a transformer, kind of like Megazord.
Yeah, their dance sequence a very like unique.
They're so clean.
Yeah.
Like a lot of their music videos and dance videos that Haley made me watch, it just blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
What's that Japanese song with like they're wearing the suits?
Your Number?
Yes. Please. If you're listening to this right now, pause. Pause. Go to YouTube. Watch SHINee.
SHINee. Mm-hmm.
And watch Your Number because they're so clean. Like, they're dancing. And remember, they're a lot older. This group is older.
Yeah, they came out in 2009.
Right. So, I mean, their dance is so good. I mean, even check out Everybody. That's a good song, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, check that out also.
I was
I was gonna say now you unpause us, and now you can continue listening. But rest in peace to
Jonghyun.
Yeah, so he's.
I know. I still get sad every time we watch Shiny music videos.
And then we see him. He's like one of the lead vocalists who, passed away, took his life away kind of thing.
Yeah, back in 2017.
One of the videos, if you watch that whole, like, you know, the procession and everything, it's crazy because you see BTS visit. Mm-hmm. Because they're different companies because Shiny is SM.
Yeah.
And we obviously know that BTS is HYBE, or back then, big hit.
Yeah.
So it shows, like, you know, the type of respect between groups and companies. Yeah,
because remember, they're close too. Jimin is close to Taemin.
So both your biases for each group, right? Yes. Taemin is good too, if you haven't. Yeah. He's one of the other members from Shiny.
Yeah, he's the youngest.
He has a lot of solo stuff. And the music and dancing is so good.
I feel like all his solo stuff, like all his songs are so good.
They're so good.
I would want to see him.
He's definitely one of the top dancers for sure, like K-pop wise. And but yeah, so it was really crazy to see, you know, a lot of obviously SM artists.
Yeah,
like
all from of them
Super Junior. Like every
EXO,
SM artist.
Yeah. Girls' Generation.
To the viewing. So it was really sad.
Yeah,
but
it's very sad.
Like, remember, we even saw, like, when you watch, if you watch this video, it's pretty emotional. And you see when BTS comes in, if you see that part, it's like you see V has been crying.
Yeah.
Jimin looks like he probably cried.
Yeah. Namjoon, too.
Namjoon looks like, yeah. So it's like, it's really like, in a sense, it kind of puts in perspective the type of stress that they put themselves on. Like, they go through a lot of pressure mentally and obviously physically, because physically, damn, Shiny, they can dance. So it reminds me of like BTS way before BTS came out, which is really, that says a lot about how good Shiny was. And there's only five of them.
Yes.
Minho, of course. Taemin. I'm trying to see if I can do this on my own. Jonghyun, rest in peace. Key.
Yeah.
Key and the one I just said, but I totally forgot, the leader.
You said Anu, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, did you say not say Taemin?
I said Taemin.
Oh, sorry.
Anu was the last one. I gave myself 5 out of 5.
But then, I was telling Joko too, like, because Taemin is the last member to go into the military for Shiny. He's supposed to come back November 2022.
So next year.
Okay. I'm pretty sure 2023 they're going to have a tour.
I hope so. A world tour. That'd be so cool to see them.
You know, they released so many songs during the pandemic, but they haven't been able to perform because Minho just came back from the military.
Like, I don't know why they do this. Why do they stagger it? Why can't they all just leave together and come back together?
Yeah, so soon they'll be complete again.
Yes, and Hailey will be complete. I will be complete as well.
Yes, I saw them a long time ago, but this was like 2011, ages ago.
So long ago. Yeah. That's insane. I was not even done with college yet. but it's been so fun just like listening to all the old school stuff, like the older stuff. Even this was an unintentional transition because I've been pretty smooth with planning.
I know what you're going to say.
I've been planning it. Yes. Because we're talking about old school stuff. SES, right?
Yeah. By 1998. Like
that's how old this song is called.
Yeah.
Let me look up the song. I totally forgot. But tell us about SES.
Forever or something? Well, I don't know anything about them. I wasn't into K-pop back then. It's a girl group.
You know, they're from SM. So you know some stuff.
Yeah, they're also from SM. So
just like Shiny and, of course, aespa.
Yeah, aespa.
Because aespa is like SM's newest
girl group
right now.
Four girls.
Oh, Dreams Come True. That's the name of the song. So aespa just released a new song, which I thought they actually released, but come to find out, it was
like a remake.
A remake.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good remake too. Yeah. Of another SM artist, SES.
Yeah.
That song came out in 1998. I listened to that version. It sounds like a very 1998 song. In a good way.
Like
it sounds really good.
Yeah.
And they take a lot of like key pieces from that, and they also shout out the 90s.
Right.
In the beginning of the aespa song. So now it makes more sense why they did that.
Yes.
But if you haven't checked it out, I really like this. This might be one of my more favorite songs by them.
It's
even
not
it's
even their song.
Like a cover. I guess
it's
like
a cover,
remake.
Yeah.
But it's been super, super good. I think I'm hoping aespa will start touring soon. Like maybe, I hope they don't pull a Blackpink and wait forever.
I don't think so. SM is pretty Actually, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they were at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day
parade. Oh, that's true. I forgot even though about that. The only problem is
they lip sync because I think SM is very notorious for lip syncing, right? When they perform live on these shows.
Right, right.
So hopefully, I mean, I think that's the one of the big things that I think a lot of people have been like kind of bashing them about.
Yeah.
What can you do? I mean, it's not up to you. It's up to your company.
Exactly. Like,
but yeah, so I feel like especially you kind of had to lip sync for the Thanksgiving Day parade. They had like such a small space to dance on.
it's so like no one will
hear you. It's like the float is moving. What were they trying to do?
I don't know.
But yeah, so I'm been enjoying aespa. I'm hoping they definitely tour soon. There's a lot of tourists looking forward to.
I feel like 2022
will be awesome.
Will be a lot of
it's K-pop. Like everything is starting to come. Yeah, because like the end of 2021, BTS kind of just, you know, like ended the year to kind of begin like a great new year.
Yeah, because now K-pop. They're like, okay, we can have K-pop concerts again. So we're going to all start touring at the same freaking time.
Take my money.
Oh my God.
Time to save up. Time to put on. Time to charge those credit cards.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been a very K-pop week for us. Every week is a K-pop week.
Every day.
Let's kind of talk about really quickly Genshin Impact.
Mm.
Let's kind of transition outside the K-pop bubble. Genshin Impact. We've been playing with Ito a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Finally farmed all his stuff. Slowly trying to get his talents all the way up. He's been really good. I like him a lot. He's fun for me to play with personally. Tank.
I've only been playing with him, like, recently because finally got a weapon.
And it's fun because, like, when I actually, like, buff him with my food and I feel like if I ever buffed him with, like, the correct Geo stuff in my party, like, all my hits are, like, hitting crits are, like, 40 to 50k per hit.
Right.
Is then, that like, if the final thing is, like, 60. It's insane.
Garou in your party?
I think Garou, if I put Ningguang out and then you have Bennett and then you have food because, like, Ningguang, like, it's, like, all increases, like, damage basically altogether. Mm. Like geo damage and you have like attack percent
right.
and everything. So it's plus the food, the fried chicken. I'm glad I got that.
I don't have it because I wasn't playing yet.
So sorry.
And it was like an event.
It's so good. That's like one of the easiest to make food and one of the best like.
Bullshit because I have 900 fucking chicken pieces.
You never know. What if it comes back?
He was like, make sure you collect chicken. I collected it. I almost have 1,000 and I can't even use it because he didn't know that I cannot get the recipe anymore. I did not know.
I'm so sorry.
He's like, do you have the mashed potatoes and like a fried chicken? I'm like, no. Where it's do like, I get
what? That? Is this, are you talking about KFC?
Right.
And then we just, I blew through all of the event last night, right? You watched me do it.
Yeah.
It's like that one event I think that's going on right now. It's Misty easy.
Misty Dungeons.
The Misty Dungeons. We've had this before. Haley, this is the first time Haley saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy and interesting because you get to play with a lot of characters if you possibly might not have it.
Yeah.
So you get to try out a lot of different characters. And then your constellation, if you do have the characters, kind of transfer over.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my C6 Zhongling really helped for some of them, along with Raiden, mm-hmm. C2, and, you know, of course, Ayaka.
Yeah.
Baby girl Ayaka here. But it was a good 60 primos for each one, so... I got my money's worth on that.
Yeah, there's like, what, six?
I think so. So it's pretty good. But the biggest event news that I saw so far was sent by Zach, our friend Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Then our group chat, right? Our Genshin
Simp Squad.
Instagram Simp Squad group chat. From the 24th, so it's going to run for like a week. From the 24th, I believe, to the 31st.
And it's like, great. It's like during fucking holidays when everyone's busy. Yeah, when everyone's
busy. But maybe people are like, you know, at home. So I guess, at the same time.
Maybe.
We're finally going to have that co-op event that we've been dying to have ever since all of us started playing it like and getting geared up.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I played it, we were like struggling. Not struggling, but like
we're
just getting by. Like it was me, Zach, Byron, and Casey. But now we have like enough people to run two groups.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is geared the F out. And I'm so excited to play with everybody, like an actual co-op, like boss rush.
I
need to
be on your team because I'm still kind of baby still compared to everyone else.
Why my team?
I'm just going to be
Kokomi. You could be on the other team.
Oh, yeah, whatever, I'm not going to play anymore. I quit.
Zaddy will take care of you. He will shield everybody.
I'll just be Kokomi.
So I'm excited for that too. So there's going to be two groups of us because we have like 9 friends almost on that group chat. So
yeah,
it's going to be really cool. And everyone's, for the most part, level... Adventure rank 50 and up.
Yes.
Everyone except Haley.
I'm 50.
Like, is, everyone is 50, sorry, 50 657.
Oh, 55 and up?
Yeah, I guess. There's no one 55 anymore either.
Oh.
Except Ray. I think Ray's 55. Maybe he's 56 now. But yeah, so it's going to be crazy. I'm just so excited for everyone to like start destroying stuff. And oh, I cannot wait.
I was going to say, I'm probably like 54. But I haven't done my ascension.
But you haven't unlocked your ascension.
I don't
world
want
ascension,
to.
World level thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's going to be super exciting. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to check back with everybody when this event finally starts. And also, since we're you know what? The delivery guy made it in time. I just got the package of anime topics.
I want to talk about. Oh, I was like, what package?
No,
did
no,
we get?
It's my metaphorical package. Yes. So for anime, actually, everything just is the seasons are the season ended. Like a lot of them, season like episode 12, like Mushoku Tensei, which I always talk about, just finished like this. Quote-unquote, the first season.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them, like, we haven't finished a lot of the anime that we're supposed to be watching this season. Like, Tact OP.
Yeah.
So
that's done, too.
We need to, yeah. I think they might have, like, a new season. I don't know. I haven't been checking updates lately. But, yeah, so, I mean, that means a new season of anime is approaching.
Is Demon Slayer done
very
yet?
Very fast.
No.
Well, I don't know, because we haven't been watching. Like, I know the manga, but we don't know about the anime. I know they're already in the Red Light District and everything. So... you need to get on that, Haley.
Sorry, Genshin.
But yeah, so there's your anime. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of K-pop for today. There's going to be more to come, of course. I feel like non-stop K-pop, as long as BTS has an Instagram, like all the members, there's always going to be something to talk about.
As long as they're like still here presently.
Yes, which I think we will not have to worry about. So that's pretty much that sums it up for today, for this week. So every Thursday, please join us here, Permission to Stand Podcast. You can join us and tune in on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please give us a follow, subscribe, hit that bell for the notifications, and just
Merry
stay
Christmas.
Safe. Oh, and happy holidays.
I was like, oh my God, it's the 22nd
Chris
today.
Mahana Kwanzaa to all.
I was like, what's the date today? Shit, it's the 22nd.
Yeah, of this recording. So you'll be listening to this if you tune in tomorrow already, the 23rd.
It's going
to
be Christmas.
So happy and Merry Christmas to all.
Happy holidays.
Stay safe wherever you are in the globe. Thank you for tuning in. And as always,
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.